And this is BBC Radio 4, where now, as part of our film season, the BAFTA award-winning British filmmaker Asif Kapadia journeys deep into London's underground film scene.
Exploding cinema, or exploding for the initiated, is turning 20 this year, and is still going strong. A collective of filmmakers and film lovers, it pledges to screen any film that somebody submits. No selection, no censorship. Exploding cinema holds firmly by the principle that the question of what's good and what's not is solely for the audience to decide. I first came across Exploding Cinema back in the early 90s, when the group were just getting going. And I was just starting out as a filmmaker myself. Recently, I met up with three of the founders of the group, all experimental filmmakers in their own right. Duncan Riki, Janet Thomas and Paul Tarago, to rummage through their archive of films shown at Exploding and to hear how it all began.
I mean, some of the work was quite explicit, as I remember. I mean, is it?
Very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Something a bit more experimental on. Mine's quite a conventional.
Shall I put a vacuum on?
Let's put something
in there. You could put this mix-up one as well.
Yeah.
It's in the white.
Oh, mix-up. Was it City's
Life? This is a classic Exploding cinema film.
This guy lives in Nottingham, calls himself a mix-up, and he brought to us this really extraordinary kind of bedroom Super 8 animation that is one of the most imaginative pieces of work we had. It just blew us all away. You can see it's an absolutely zero budget because it's made in a bedroom with little toys and objects and bed sheets and blankets and plasticine, but it's incredibly crafted.